Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, half of the life in the world is under our feet, eating, reproducing, moving, and making noise. So what does that sound like? A team at the University of Warwick decided to find out. We're joined from there by Dr. Jackie Stroud. Good afternoon, Jackie.
Good afternoon.
So how do you go about recording sounds under the ground in the first instance?
So what we're doing is we've got these essentially camping pegs equipped with sensors, which we push into the ground, which means we can hear all the sounds that are going on.
Right. And those sounds, are they creatures with actual voice boxes making sounds?
Well, not so much, no. What we're hearing is things like earthworms moving around the soil, and like larvae and caterpillars and that sort of thing that are moving. Yes.
And what does that sound like then, that kind of movement?
Oh, well, that's a good question. So for some people, when a worm's moving through the soil, it can sound like sandpaper being sort of rubbed together. And to other people, it can sound like trees creaking. But when it's things like ants and the larvae, they sort of talk to each other. It's more of like a clicking noise, like a rhythmic click.
Okay.
That you hear in the soil.
Right. And so say ants, for instance, are ants actually do make a sound, do they?
They do. They do seem to want to communicate with each other. They will, if they're sort of feeling alarmed that we've disturbed them, they'll tap the substrate in sort of quite a repetitive way. I presume it's to alert their other ones that something's going on. And they can also rub their sort of feet together or their things together, their mandibles together. And that's another type of noise they make. And that communicates if there's food nearby or something like that. So they do communicate, signal things to each other.
Yeah, and presumably there are larger mammals down there a bit too, that they make some sort of a noise.
Absolutely, I imagine. We haven't heard sort of things like foxes or badgers. We try and stay away from that because we're trying to hear the invertebrates. But I have had a field vole bounce around one of my sensors once because I had set some cameras up to see what on earth was making such loud chewing noises right next to where I have my microphone. Yes.
If you go into a field and you have a listen and it's relatively quiet, is that a bad sign?
That's what we seem to think is happening, yes. So in the fields that are intensively cultivated, and we go to a specific field trials where we know they plow regularly just to give us that condition, we find they're so quiet both day and night. Whereas fields which aren't disturbed as much, or you know, there's lots of organic matter going on, that type of thing, they're a lot noisier both day and night time.
Okay. And so by conducting this study, is this, if you like, a quick way to kind of establish soil health?
That's what we're hoping to do, yes. So the noisier the soil, we're hoping that sort of hypothesis comes through, and it'll enable people to pop out with their sensors and take a recording. And then hopefully we can help to analyse it and tell you what animals might be there, or compare that to our databases we're collecting on different soils to try and interpret it. Yes.
Yeah, and these noises, though, they're the naked ear. Can the naked ear hear them? If you press, if there's a particularly noisy field, can you press your ear down to it and go, oh my God, what are they doing down there?
Not quite. It is really quite quiet. But we think that birds can hear it. They've had a lot longer to, you know, tune themselves. So things like robins, you know, how they sometimes, or some of those birds that tap the soil first and then they cock their head before they strike. Strike for things like worms. We're pretty sure that birds can hear things that are going on underground, and that helps them find things like worms in the soil.
Yes. They're thinking, I hear that. That's dinner. Thanks for speaking with us today, Jackie. That was Dr. Jackie Stroud, soil scientist at the University of Warwick.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.